Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. And my church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we're located at 800 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our service begins at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. If you're in that area, please stop by and worship with us, and I promise you, you will have a great time in the Lord. Our pastor and bishop is Bishop Charles Shirley Jr. The assistant is Evangelist Ann Shirley. And we would love to have you to just stop in. My guest, you can call if you want to listen to the broadcast. You can call this number, 646-668-2580. That number is 646-668-2580. We thank each and every one for tuning in, listening to this broadcast. And we're praying that it helps you along your way, that it will give you some encouragement, it will give you more faith and more understanding of God's word and how much God loves you and wants to help you and not harm you. We're going to say a word of prayer, and we're going to get right into the word of God. Our Father in heaven, the Most High God, the great I am, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Lord, we come to you one more time. Just say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because you have brought us all from a mighty long way. We thank you how you woke us all up this morning, started us on our way. Let us see a brand new day that we have never seen, one that was even promised to us. Then as we got on the busy highway, you protected us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Danger seen and danger unseen. Lord, you have been a shelter to us. You have been a provider to us, Lord. You have been our hope for today and tomorrow. You have been our way where we have seen no way, Lord God. Lord God, you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are a just God. You are a powerful God. You are a merciful God. You are a loving God. You are a kind God. You have so much goodness, Lord God. Your surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, Lord God. Lord God, I'm just asking you to have mercy upon me according to your love and kindness, according to your multitude, thy tender mercy. Blotted all of my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sins is ever before me. Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Lord, if you take your Holy Spirit from me, I will be completely doomed. I will be lost, Lord God. I wouldn't even see no way through, Lord God. Lord God, just help me. Give me more of your anointing, Lord God. Or more of your faith, Lord God. Or more of your word, Lord God. Or more of your understanding, Lord God. Or more of your knowledge, Lord God. I need you so desperate, Lord. I cannot get along without you. I pray for my family, one by one and name by name. I pray for those that incarcerated, Lord God. Touch the hearts and touch the mind of that young man, woman, boy, girl, Lord. Turn them around while they're on turning the ground. Let them realize that you are God and beside you there's no other God. Let them look to the hills from whence cometh their help. Let them realize that all their help come from you, Lord God, who made the heaven and the earth. Lord God, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you to do, Lord God, because you got all power is in your hand, Lord God. We're asking you to have mercy on those that need mercy, Lord God. Lord God, just be with us and stand by us. Do not leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Keep us in your divine sight. Keep us in your presence. Don't let go of us. Take us by the hand and lead us from one good degree into another, Lord God. Because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, Lord God. We know that there's nothing that is too hard for you, Lord God. Those that are incarcerated that are not guilty, Lord God. Lord God, I'm asking you to move because you rule and you super rule. You can do anything but fail, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God. Keep the one in the nursing home, Lord God. Let them know that they are not forgotten, Lord God. Let them know that someone will be there for them, Lord God. Just help them, Lord God. Give them strength, Lord God. Just have mercy, Lord God. One in the hospital, Lord God. Some don't know the right hand from the left. But you know you is our healer, Lord God. You is our deliverer, Lord God. You is that great physician, Lord God. You the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You heal the lady with the issue of blood for 12 long years, Lord God. And I know you can heal me, and I know you can heal them because you is our healer, Lord God. And we are leaning and we depending upon you, Lord God, because we are not strong. Strengthen us while we may be weak. Build us up while we may be torn down, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God. No one but you, Lord God. There's no one like you. If I look this whole world through, still I will find no one like you, Lord God. You is an awesome God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, your patience, your long-suffering with us. You give us joy in the midst of sorrow. You will give us joy. When we don't have peace, you will be peace in the midst of any storm that we go through, Lord God. We're going to depend on you. Lord God, help us along the way, Lord God. Just keep us and we shall be kept, Lord God. Fill us and we shall be filled. Fill our cup, Lord. Let it overflow, Lord God. Let it overflow with your spirit. Your grace and your mercy, your peace, your joy, your goodness, your kindness, Lord God, let it overflow. Lord, we worship you, spirit and in truth. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation in my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my restraint, my redeemer, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, let me decrease as you increase. Not my word, but your word. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. Amen. What are we going to be talking about today? Is finish strong, follow through, and focus. Now let's see what this all means. Finish is to complete. Follow through is to go all the way. Focus is to put one mind on a certain thing, having or given the proper sharpness of outline due to focusing. Finish strong, follow through, and focus. On this journey, we must finish strong. If we are not spiritually strong, the devil will tear us up. Satan don't have no mercy or no feeling. He don't care anything about you. He'll do anything to harm you. But this is what we're going to do. How we can focus on God's word. We're going to put God's word on Satan right now. Ephesians 6:10 says, Solomon broke. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I have said this once before. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the strategy of Satan. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high place. This is what we need to do. When Satan comes up against us, use these words. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, you stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to squinch all the fiery darts of the wicked Satan, and take the helmet of salvation. You need your sword and your spirit, which is the word of God. And you can stand. We can stand, we can finish strong, we can follow through, and we can focus. All we need to use is the word of God. All Satan wants to do is to harm you. God wants to bless you, love you, and take care of you. These are some words to remember. Paul said in his second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verse 6 through 8, he was saying, "For I am not ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I'm getting ready to go to my Father now. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course." Paul didn't give up. He's letting you know that he has fought a good fight and he has finished his course. And he goes on to say, "I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also who love his appearance." The Apostle Paul, he went through, he finished strong, he followed through, and he was focused. He was focused on what God wanted him to do. No matter what Paul got into or what came up on him, he kept his mind on the prize, and that was Jesus Christ. Because Paul knew no matter what he went through, that God was able to deliver him out of any situation. He didn't cry, he didn't hoop, he didn't holler, he didn't moan, he didn't give up. He just had enough faith in God to know that God would not leave him nor forsake him, that God would be there for him. Under any condition, Paul knew that God would see him through. But Paul knew that his time was at hand. That same Paul said, "Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." Paul reaped everything that he sowed and more. He went to Nero's chopping block. They beheaded him. But he knew what was going to happen to him. Paul said, in Philippians 1:23, Paul said, "For I am in a strait betwixt." In other words, I'm between, I don't know what I want to do. He said, "Having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is better. That nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." And this confidence. Paul said, "It's more needful for me to stay with you a little while longer and preach the gospel to you, Christ and him crucified. Let you know that you must be born again. You must have the Holy Ghost and fire." I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy. Paul didn't give up our faith. "That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ. For me, by coming to you again," the Apostle Paul finished strong, followed through, he was focused. By letting God lead him, that he followed God's instruction, God's direction. He said, "If we acknowledge him in all our ways, that he shall direct our path." God is a God that cannot lie nor come short of his word. what God say he gonna do in his word, that's just what he gonna do. Let him guide you. Follow through. Whenever you start to do something for God, follow through. Sometimes the way might seem dark. Sometimes you might not understand. But trust God's plan for your life. Not my will be done, but your will be done, Lord God. Because I belong to you. I was bought with a price. And that was the blood of Jesus. He bought me back. He restored me. I was lost. I was a sinner. But I was saved by his grace. He said, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our many sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have an advocate with the Father. And that advocate is Jesus Christ, sitting there on the right hand of God the Father, pleading for us. Lord, give them another chance because I died for them. Follow through. We got to be strong in this world in order to survive. Only the strong survive. If you're weak, you don't stand a chance against Satan. He don't have no mercy. He don't have no feeling. All he wants to do is kill, steal, and destroy you. That is his goal. That's why he's here. That's why you must have the Holy Spirit and be led and guided by the Spirit and not by Satan. Because when God tells you something, Satan is right there and he wants you to disobey God and what God has told you to do. Satan will fight you every step of the way. You got to put on that whole armor of God in this world. When Satan fight us every step of the way, when we done all the stand. When Satan, he have turned our life upside down every way but loose. Use God's word. Study God's word. That's the only thing that you can fight the enemy with. Is God's word. Study his word so you will know what to fight with. You know what to say and when to say it and how to say it. But if you don't study his word, you won't know what to say. And Satan will tear you up because you don't know God's word. You haven't spent the time reading God's word, studying his word, meditating on his word, praying his word. Preaching his word. Trying to lose my voice. Excuse me, what's in it? Satan will tear us up. We got to finish strong. Complete the job that God gave us to do. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. We can finish strong. We can follow through. We can focus on God's word. You know, God is so merciful to us. He has so much patience with us. Because of the love that he had for us. We cannot even imagine the love that he had for us. And Hebrews 12:1 said, wherefore then we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and sin will weigh you down and sin which so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Keep your mind focused. Your mind focused on Christ. The prize. That prize is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Keep your mind focused on that. You won't go wrong. Look unto Jesus, the author. He's the author, the beginning, and the finisher, ending of our faith. Galatians 5 and 7 say, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? And Paul, he was referring to the false teachers. You got to be wise and prayerful of who you are up under. Don't put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in God. Let God's spirit lead you and guide you. If you're looking for a church home, go to God. Pray to God. Ask God to lead you to the right church family. Make sure that they are giving you the word of God. That's why you need to study your word. So you'll know when the preacher is up saying something, that you will know whether it's true or false. Who should hinder you? False teachers, false preachers. All they want is money now. A mega church. That's all they want. And if you don't have a mega church, they count you as nobody. Count you as a failure. But I'm here to tell you, you are somebody. As long as you preaching Christ and Him crucified, you are somebody. As long as you giving Him the word, you are somebody. Don't let nobody tell you that you ain't nothing, that you ain't got nothing, that you won't amount to nothing. Don't let nobody tell you that. Don't even receive that in your spirit. Because if you in Christ, you are somebody. You are a child of God. You are a born-again believer. So remember that. Don't let nobody put you down. Nobody. Keep your mind focused on the prize. Don't turn back. Jesus finished the job that God appointed for Him to do. And we need, if we don't know what God wants us to do, we need to go down in prayer and continue to ask God, what is your will for my life? What do you want me to do? Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. I need direction from you. And you said you would give me direction. You would direct my path. And I'm looking to you because you said it and I believe it. Because it's in your word. In John 19 and 30 says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, it is finished. And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. God have a job for every saint. If Jesus had a job to do and He left us down here to follow through and to focus and do the job that He assigned for us to do, to finish this course, to run this race with patience and look to Him. Jesus, He did all that was assigned to His hand to do. First of all, He left His royal home in glory, came down to 42 generations. He finished strong. He followed through, and He was focused. Focus your mind on Christ and Him crucified, then you won't go wrong. look to God, who will direct you. He will show you. His spirit will tell you what to do, how to do, when to do. The spirit. But you got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You got to have something to keep you. And the Holy Spirit will keep you. It will guide you. It will lead you into all truth and righteousness. The righteousness of Jesus Christ. He will not fail you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will be there in the good times. He will be there in the bad times. He told David that if he make his bed in hell and go to the uttermost part of the earth, that he will be there. And he will be there all the time. When you're going through your trials and your tribulation, when you don't have peace, he will be peace to you in the midst of any storm that you go through. If you keep your mind stayed on thee, he will keep you in perfect peace. Focus. Keep your focus on Christ and what he did at the cross. Complete the job what he wants you to do. Follow through all the way. Focus. Put your mind on a certain thing. You got to keep the focus. You got to do what is right. You can't let Satan just advise you. God tell you to do something, and he just telling you not to do it. He will lead you out there in deep water, leave you there to sink, swim, or drown. He don't care. Long as he can get you out there, get you to go back in the world, he is satisfied. He is laughing at you. Say, I know they wasn't what they supposed to be. I know they wasn't nothing. He's satisfied. He come in all kind of shape, form, or fashion. He don't care about nothing or nobody. All he wants you to do is lose your soul. And keep your mind off the word of God. Because the word of God, it will keep you. And he knows it too. He wants to harm you. But keep your focus on Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, keep your focus in your mind and follow through. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless you.